This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's time for sports. The mighty names are dropping. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals are set. One more game to decide the Western Finals. None of the teams are called Lakers, Celtics, or Spurs. Our Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. I want you to know this continues to be the highlight of my Saturday mornings at 40 minutes past the hour.
Well, it'll be over soon. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Memphis, come Oklahoma City or high water, forced to game seven against Oklahoma City. Who's got the edge tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? I think Oklahoma City probably because, you know, they're going to be playing it on their home court and everyone's going to be dressed in white, and including the fans. And I just think, you know, they're such an offensively explosive team. Memphis has done very well to keep this series alive. But I think in a game seven, this is when the home court advantage really makes a difference.
Yeah. And particularly that arena, although it'll be great if either of those teams got into the finals. But let me ask, Dallas, of course, has about a 45-day layoff after sweeping the Lakers, which brings up that old question. Does this give them time? And they're an older team, the Mavs, despite that name. Does it give them time to recuperate or just get rusty? And if you say time will tell, I'm going to be very cross.
Okay, then go on to the next question. No, they got lots of time. They're just trying to stay busy. They're trying to scrimmage as much as they can. It does help an older team like this, and they're going to need that because whoever they face, Memphis or Oklahoma City, they're going to have to be very. They're going to face a very speedy team, especially at the point guard position. So a guy like Jason Kidd, that old man at 38 for the Dallas Mavericks, he's going to have to move his feet a lot. The Mavs have been up to the task defensively so far in the playoffs. They've allowed a little over 88 points a game. That's the best among remaining teams. But they'll have a challenge. Mm.
And, of course, the Bulls and the Miami Heat. Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat. You've got that James Wade Bosch triumvirate of billionaires. The Bulls have Derrick Rose and some good supporting names. Any chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. They've got the home court advantage. They've got a great defense. They have the league MVP, as you say, Derrick Rose. They beat the Heat three times during the regular season, and I think, you know, people always discount the regular season when the playoffs come. The most important stat from those three wins, Scott, was that Chicago out-rebounded Miami by a total of 32 rebounds in three games. If Chicago can do that effectively versus the Heat, especially offensive rebounds, which would give the Bulls multiple chances to score, they don't have to worry about that question everyone's asking after Derrick Rose, who's Chicago's go-to guy offensively. Yeah. They could have a chance that way.
I think the Heat believe if they don't get the rebound, they'll just buy another ball. we have a couple of very sad deaths to report this weekend. Dallas Cowboys running back Ron Springs died on Thursday. And on Friday, we awake to the news this morning. New York Rangers left winger Derek Bougard was found dead in his apartment. He was just 28.
28 years old. Always shocking when an athlete who appears to be in good health dies suddenly like that. Derek Bougard, known as the boogeyman in the league, he's a left wing for the New York Rangers. Best known as a fighter. Got a lot of penalty minutes during his career. But those who knew Derek said he was a very kind and caring guy. Despite his brawler reputation, he was very involved with military-related charities.
Yeah. Well, and they'll be looking for the concussion information, I'm sure.
Right, because he sat out a bunch of games, 52 games of this last season with a serious concussion.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.